弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all our brothers and sisters.
下午我要来做见证。
And this afternoon, I would like to testify.
神有说不尽的这个恩赐。
God has an indescribable gift, grace.
因为我来的时候，很多人都问我说：“传道，你怎么来信主的？”
And when I came here, a lot of people have asked me, Pastor, how did you come to believe in the Lord?
我说我会找时间在这边做见证。
And I said, I will find time to testify to you all.
我以前有一个习惯，就是第一次到那一间教会，我一定是做见证。
And I used to have a habit that if I visited a church for a first time, I would testify there.
要把主耶稣在我身上的恩典诉说出来。
To describe and share the grace of God with everyone.
后来献身出来当传道，其实生活中有许许多多诉说不尽的这个神的恩典。
And after I offered myself to be a full-time minister, I have received countless grace from God.
好，我其实是一个无神论的人。
So I was originally an atheist.
从小生活在嘉义台湾嘉义的乡下。
When I was young, I grew up in Jiayi in Taiwan in a rural area.
那我的家庭是种田的。
And my family, we were farmers.
一直到现在，我的大嫂都还在我的故乡那边种田。
And even now, my older brother's wife is still farming in my hometown.
当然，那他们已经快80岁了。
And they are almost in their 80s.
好，那因为从小家境不好。
And from young, because I did not have a good family background.
所以我懂事以后，我就是一直期待说，能够努力读书，将来找到好职业。
And so when I grew up, I knew that I had to diligently study and find a good occupation.
能够赚大钱来改善我这个家庭的环境。
And to earn a lot of money so that I could change my family situation.
我从来都没有想说要站讲台讲道理。
And I never would have imagined standing on the pulpit preaching the word of God.
感谢神，神也赐给我一些这个智慧。
And thank God for granting me some wisdom.
我从小学、初中、高中其实都考得很好。
From elementary to middle to high school, I studied very well.
都是第一志愿的。
And I was all on the in the top of my class.
我也考上了师专。
And I
师专，怎么讲
？And I got a teacher's credential.
也考上了台北工专。
And I got into a good school in Taipei.
就是以前都是第一志愿的。
And I was always on the top in the top of my class.
那我爸爸他叫我去读书专。
And my dad told me to become a teacher.
因为当时读书专是不要钱的，而且又出来保证有职业。
And at that time, to be a teacher, to study that was free. And once you graduate, you are guaranteed a job.
可是我那时候觉得说，当老师很枯燥。
But then at that time, I thought that I would not enjoy being a teacher.
我不要做这种工作。
And I did not want to do this sort of job.
没想到我那些同学读书专的那些同学现在都已经退休了，在想领国家的月退休了。
But then all of my classmates who studied to become a teacher with me are all now retired and getting money from the government.
神给每一个人的遭遇都不一样。
And God gives everyone different things.
那因为我一直想要赚钱。
And because I wanted to earn money,
所以后来我大学其实考得不好。
And in college, I did not study well.
因为我到台南去读书的时候就跟人家混混。
Because when I went to Tainan in Taiwan to study, I did not. I had some bad friends.
那考上私立大学。
And then I got into a private school.
但是 我就是选国际贸易跟那个企业管理这两个系。
I took two majors, one of them was management.
这两个系在三四十年前找工作很好找。
And 30 to 40 years ago, it was really easy to find jobs with these two majors.
像我大学还没毕业我就找到工作了。
And before I even graduated from college, I already found a job.
他说我爸爸、他很生气、啊、他说因为我的七个兄弟姐妹只有我读大学，其他都是小学生。
But my dad was very upset because out of my seven siblings, I was only one who went to college. All the rest only finished elementary school.
所以我考得不好、他把我从小学到高中的那个奖状全部把我撕掉。
When I did not study well in college, he ripped all of my awards from elementary to high school and would not talk to me.
因为全家全力的栽培我，结果我竟然、让他们失望。
Because the whole family used all their might to raise me, but then I disappointed them.
好，那可是至少我已经迈向说要做生意这一条路了。
But at least I determined to do business.
那进去读大学以后。
And so after I went to college.
我就想说，如果事业要搞大，一定要跟政治结合。
I thought that if I wanted to do great in business, I would have to have a political alliances.
所以我就参加当时唯一的政党。
And so then I joined the only political party at that time.
然后呢，那个，就去竞选哈，竞选那个知青党部的那个常委。
And then I.
知识青年党部。
I ran for a position.
以前国民党、哦、如果是知识青年党部的话，就是要栽培以后当、接棒者的。
And at a time, if you ran for this position, it is to train you to become another position.
那结果、啊、我真的选上了。
And then I indeed people voted for me.
可是却成为我。生命中的一个很大的转捩点。
But then it became a very great turning point in my life.
啊，我们当时就被集合到当时省政府所在地啊，那个中兴新村。
And then we were brought to a place.
就是好像那个Sacramento.
Oh, like it was like a place like Sacramento in Taiwan.
然后、啊、就、到那边、哦、去接受训练。
And then I went there to receive training.
那时候、哦、我们的班主任、啊、就是宋楚瑜先生、啊。
And at that time, our
James Song, James Song,
the person in charge was
他刚从美国留学回去。
Jin Song, and he had just finished studying in America.
当那个总统的秘书、啊
And he was a secretary to the president of Taiwan at the time.
那很多名人当我们的老师。
And many famous people were our teachers.
那我就在那个受训的当中啊。
And amidst my training.
啊，晚上睡觉被不知名的虫咬到。
While I was sleeping at night, I was bit by an unknown bug.
因为那个是在一个靠近山的一个武装的学生宿舍里面。
Because I was living in the dormitories near the mountains.
一个 college 的那个。
In the college dormitories.
好，那咬到以后啊，很痒，我一直咳。
And after I was bitten, I was very itchy, so I kept scratching.
啊，隔一天呢、啊，整个脚盘都红肿非常厉害。
And then the next day, my whole leg was swollen.
那因为我是乡下的孩子，我从小到大也不曾生病过。
Because I grew up in a rural area, ever since I was young, I did not get sick.
我不觉得这是有什么大不了的事情。
And I did not think that this was a big deal.
啊，所以就忍耐到结训。
And so then I held it until the end of the training.
那就回那个学校旁边的西药房买那个消炎药来吃。
And then I went to the pharmacy next to the school and I bought some medicine.
那吃了以后啊，有消下去。
And after I ate the medicine, the swelling went down.
我以为就没事了。
And I thought that everything was okay.
那因为家境不好，我从高中啊，其实寒暑假我都要打工。
And because my family background was not very good, so I would have to take on jobs during the winter and summer.
这时候啊，我因为是大学了，所以我就去摆地摊卖那个家庭五金。
And so at this time, when I was in college, I sold some things on the street.
三四十年前在摆地摊哦，真的非常好赚。
And 30 to 40 years ago, selling items on the streets was an easy way to make money.
随便摆一个月大概台币五万块应该有。
And just by doing this, you can earn 50,000 Taiwanese dollars.
所以我如果做两个月，我就那个生活费就有了。
Every month, and then if I worked for 2 months, then I would be able to have my living expenses.
那就在我在摆地摊的当中，有一个朋友来看我。
And while I was selling things on the street, one of my friends came to visit me.
因为夏天我都是穿短裤。
And because it was a summer, so I often wore shorts.
他看，哎，你的脚怎么那么大？
And then he saw my legs and he said, why is it
他就把我压下去
swelling so big, and so he pushed it.
怎么浮不出来？
And then it did not come back.
他说，哎，你这个是水肿呢。
He said, this is swelling.
哎，叫我赶快去检查。
And he told me to go check it.
结果我去检查，医生说我是慢性肾脏发炎。
And then he told me that I had some problems with my kidney.
好，然后就开始了。展开啊，那个一连串的就医啊。
And then I had to get treatments.
中医、西医啊，就一直换。
I went to the Chinese doctor and the Western doctors.
刚开始每个医生都跟我说，没问题啦，你那么年轻，来我这边哦，看几个礼拜应该就好了啦。
And every doctor I saw said, "Oh, no problem. Just come and see me, and you'll be fine. You're young."
可是后来都没办法。
But then nothing would heal it.
那慢慢的身体就水肿得非常厉害。
And then my whole body became to swell.
全身都水肿起来。
My whole body was swelling.
好，那因为开学了，所以我又去读大学三年级。
And because the school began again, so I went to study for my third year of college.
那一边自己买菜，一边自己煮。
And I went to buy my own groceries, and then I would cook for myself.
那也去给人家针灸，也给人家那个看西医。
Then I would have acupuncture, and then I would also go to the Western doctors.
可是都没有用。
But nothing would help.
后来因为我实在没体力啊。
And afterwards, because I had no strength.
我就办休学回到板桥我哥哥住的地方。
I returned to where my brother lived in Banqiao, Taiwan.
距离我们陈建龙传道的故乡啊，一点点而已。
And it was very close to our pastor Chen's hometown.
所以我慕道以后就跟他认识了。
And so after I began to truth seek, I came to know him.
那个后来我就到长庚医院去看。
And then afterward, I went to Changgen Hospital to do a checkup.
我发现那个医生开给我的药都是复肾皮质荷尔蒙素。
And then I found out that the medicine that was prescribed to me
就是类固醇那个药了。
Were also steroids.
因为我都把它的储存方那个背起来。
And because I memorized what was prescribed.
回去查那个字典。
And then I would look at the dictionary.
一查，这个都是类固醇的药啊。
Then I realized that these were all steroids.
我去就问那个医生。
And so then I went and asked the doctor.
我到底患什么病啊？
What exactly what sort of disease?
你怎么开这种药给我吃？
Why do you prescribe this medicine to me?
这种药吃多了，一样那个内脏就是坏掉了。
And if I eat too much of these medicines, then I will have kidney problems.
他就说你患了医学名词叫做肾病变症候群。
And then he told me the illness that I had.
他说目前医学上找不到病因。
And he said that currently there is no cure for this disease.
有些说是被滤过性病毒引起的。
And some is caused by.
有些说是毒虫咬到。
Because of insects.
有些说是蜜蜂咬到。
Or because of bees.
但是因为不知道病因。
But because we do not know.
所以都把它归类叫做肾病变症候群。
The origin, it is all termed this sort of disease.
那现在只有用类固醇把你控制。
But so now we can only give you steroids to control it.
如果不幸，你如果有幸运的话，你一生就是靠这个维持生命。
And then, if you are lucky, then you will rely on this for the rest of your life.
那如果不幸的话，你准备牺牲。
And if you are not lucky, then you must get ready to go through dialysis.
我一听到牺牲我整个人脚都软了。
And when I heard that I would have to go through dialysis, my whole legs felt weak.
三十多年前，牺牲一次台币7000块。
30 years ago, to go through dialysis, it would cost 7,000 NT every time.
没有健保。
and there was no health insurance.
大学毕业生也 大概赚这样的钱而已。
And for this was around how much a college graduate would make.
啊，你到哪里去洗身？
Where would I go for this?
根本没钱。
I had no money.
所以我已经意识到说，完了，我的生命已经到了尽端了。
So then I thought, I am done. I have reached the end of my life.
哎，那我爸爸就说，我去卖田，帮你医。
Then my dad said, I will sell my land and I will heal you.
我说，你卖田能够卖多少？
And I said, how much money can you earn from selling your land?
我不要因我一个人来拖累全家。
I do not want to drag down the whole family because of my me.
所以我就没有再去长庚看。
And so then I no longer went to Changgen Hospital.
啊，那就去吃那个隔壁介绍的祖传秘方。
And then I went to the clinic next door and ate their secret medicine.
到那个新竹湖口有一个地方啊，他说他医好一千多个肾脏病的人。
And then I went to this place in Hsinchu where they said that they have healed thousands of people.
啊，那个药丸都是小拇指那么大。
And all of the pills were as big as.
那每次拿都拿几斤回来呀、啊、
？And every time I went, I would bring many pounds.
那一天哦，要吃七顿。
And I would have to eat it seven times.
饭前饭后这样子。还有睡前。
Before meals and before I went to bed.
一顿大概玻璃杯哦，200cc， 啊，一边咬一边吞。
And then I would have to. It was all very big, so I would have to eat it.
那很苦。
And it was very bitter.
简直过着不是人的生活。
And I lived a life that was not even like
a regular person. 对医学哈已经绝望了。
And because I had lost hope in
其实我就抱着在等死的那个心态。
These meds, so I was awaiting death.
因为西医我没钱去洗肾了。
Because for the Western doctors, I did not have money to go through dialysis.
那就在我最绝望的时候。
And then in my time of where I was most hopeless,
那时候应该是1979年的大概十月份的时候。
It was October of 1979.
我同班同学哦，有两位姐妹，是我们教会的姐妹。
My classmates, there were two sisters who were members of our church.
可是以前哦，都没有都不了解了哈。
But I did not know that before.
因为上大学，其实我都。常常就打麻将啊，跳舞啦、啊，过这种日子。
Because when I was in college, I would often just play mahjong and dance.
那白天我还参加那个曲棍球校队。
And in the daytime, I was in the hockey team.
晚上不睡觉，白天要跑10,000公尺。
And nighttime, I would not sleep, but in the morning, I would have to run a lot.
后来我就是回想说，我可能身体就是这样哦，一直操到坏掉。
And then as I reflect, I realize that I probably worked my body too hard, and that's why I was ill.
Hey, 那就在我最绝望的时候。
And at the time where I was most hopeless,
我同班同学哦，其中有一个姓翁的，我们嘉义人。
There was a sister Ong, one of my classmates.
他的哥哥应该也比较多人认识，翁秀敏呢。
And her brother Ong,
现在移民在 Brisbane,
is now a member in Brisbane.
好，那他就写信给我讲。
And then he wrote a letter to me and said,
好，他说你病那么久了。
You have been ill for so long.
又没有医生可以医。
And there are no doctors who can heal you.
那是不是让我给你介绍一位全能的大医生？
Then can I introduce to you a great physician?
因为以前也没有手机啊，都是用写信的。
Because at the time there were no cell phones, so we all wrote letters.
好，那我就马上回信给他。
And then I immediately responded to him.
我说你太不够意思了。
I said,
这太没感情了。
How could you do this?
我们当同学两年多，你有那么好的医生，不早跟我讲。
We were classmates for 2 years, and you have such a great doctor, but you did not tell me.
赶快告诉我，他住在哪里。
Please tell me, where does he live?
我三更半夜都要去找他。
Even at midnight, I will go find him.
他就写第二信来。
And then he wrote the second letter to me.
这一位全能的大医生哦，就是真耶稣教会所在敬拜的主耶稣。
This great physician is the one whom the true Jesus Church members worship.
我一听啊，气都要赢。
And when I heard it, I was so upset.
我说我是病得快死了，你还敢给我开玩笑。
I am about to die, and you are having this joke with me?
我的印象中，耶稣不过是基督教的教主啊。
And in my impression, Jesus Christ is just a teacher of the Christianity.
顶多跟孔子一样而已啊。
At most, he is like Confucius.
你还说他是啊真神还是全能的大医生
？How can you say that he is the true God and the great physician？
哎，我就把那个信哦撕掉，
丢掉。I ripped the letter and threw it away.
就不理他们了。
And I did not respond to him.
感谢主。
But thank God.
还好他们没有放弃。
They did not give up on me.
他们如果放弃哦，我现在骨头就在打鼓了。
If they gave up on me, my bones would be drumming now.
那结果隔了一个月。
After a month,
他跟我同班的这两个姐妹跟一个读辅大的那个姓蔡的弟兄啊，三个人就到板桥我住的那个地方跟我做见证。
My two classmates with another brother came to find me in Ban Chao and testified to me.
那他们见证都讲好多神迹奇事。
And when they testified, they spoke of many signs and miracles.
可是对于一个没有宗教信仰的人，听起来就好像是在讲天方夜谭一样。
But to one who had did not believe in any religion, this was ridiculous.
那我就跟他们讲说，我家是拜拜的，我不可能去信耶稣啊。
And then I told them my family are Buddhists. We will not. It's impossible for me to believe in Jesus.
你如果要来看我，我欢迎。
You're welcome to come visit me.
那如果要来传耶稣，我不要来。
But if you're here to preach about Jesus, don't come.
他们要走的时候就说好了，那就留了五本那个蒙恩见证集给我。
And when they're about to leave, they left five books of testimonies for me.
然后还有一些福音小册。
And gospel books.
他就说你把它当成武侠小说随便看的。
I said, oh, just treat it as any other book and just read it.
因为他看到我桌上一大堆那个武侠小说。
Because they saw that I had many books on my desk.
我那一段时间大概全台湾的武侠小说都看过。
And at that time, I had read.
每天都没事，躺在那个沙发就是一直看那个。
And I would often lie on my couch and read these books.
好，那。我就说好了，你们走，我会看。
And I said, okay, I'll read them.
结果他们一走，我一口气把那五本见证集还有福音小说都看完。
And then after they left, I read through all of the publications they gave me.
我一看完说，这个世界怎么有这种事情啊？
And then after I read it, I was like,
那这些人不可能联合起来骗人吧？
How could these happen? These people cannot just come together and just lie.
他如果要骗人的话，怎么敢把名字、地址、身份证号码都写在那里面
？If they were to deceive others, why would they put their name, address, and their ID number on there？
我们早期台湾那个蒙恩见证集啊，每一个见证人都有身份证号码、电话都写在那上面的。
And in the early years in Taiwan, all the publications would have the name。
而且从台北到屏东都有。
Address and publication from Taipei to Pingtung.
怎么可能大家都有志一同来骗人家
？How is it possible that they would all come to deceive others？
所以我就开始有兴趣。
And so then I became to have an.
你再想一想，说我已经快要死了。
Began to have an interest, and I thought that I was about to die.
那我死了要去哪里
？And where am I going after I die？
就会想这些问题啊。
And so then I began to ponder upon these questions.
可是后来想说我已经告诉他们不可能去信了，所以我就压抑那个冲动。
But then I already told them that it was impossible for me to believe, so I hesitated.
隔了三个礼拜。
And 3 weeks later.
我再把那个书拿起来看。
I took the publications and read it again.
这一次看到就很激动
And this time I was very angry.
那个心里好像有一个力量
I felt that within me there was this power.
我就想说，那我既然快要死了。
I thought I was about to die.
那是不是要找一个宗教信仰，让我面对死亡比较不害怕？
Then should I find a religion so that I will not be so afraid to face death?
其实我原来的动机只是这样子而已。
So this was my original motivation.
那我就想说，那我要找哪一个宗教信仰？
Then I thought, which sort of religion should I find?
拜拜，我不喜欢。
I do not like to worship idols.
我们故乡都在拜妈祖啊。
And everyone in my hometown worshiped 妈祖。
每年大甲妈祖都要跑到我们故乡去了。
And every year, the idol will go.
就是这个礼拜，跑到我故乡去。
And it is this week that they are going to my hometown.
好。那再来佛教那个书我看过，看不懂，我不要。
And I saw the books of the Buddhists, and I did not want to believe in that either.
我就想说，那基督教都是在唱诗、讲道理。我现在很无聊，我去听他们唱诗好了。
Then I thought Christianity, they all sing hymns and listen. And right now I'm very bored, so let me go listen to them sing hymns.
所以我就决定选基督教当我要死以前的宗教信仰。
And so then I chose Christianity to be the religion I would believe in before I die.
好，那我就开始要找基督教了。
And so I began to look for a Christian church.
我同学给我的书，给我的信是台中的地址。
And the book that my classmate gave me was
address
in Taichung, but I was in Banqiao.
怎么可能到台中去找？
How could I go to Taichung to find it?
好，所以我就想到以前家家户户都有那个电话簿。
So I remember that at that time there are all phone books.
它有那种婚内广告。
And there were ads or commercials.
我就打开基督教。
And then I opened it to Christianity.
我吓一跳，你知道吗？
And I was very
shocked. 因为以前从来都不关心这种宗教信仰的。
Because at that time, I used to not care about these.
当我打开的时候，才发现，哎，哦，基督教怎么那么多会，那么会，那么多会啊？
And then when I opened the phone book, I realized that there were so many denominations.
因为我的观念信耶稣叫基督徒。
Because in my understanding, believing in Christ is a Christian.
他们的教会叫做基督教，就这样子而已。
And they go to a Christian church, and that is it.
可是电话簿里面竟然有长老会、浸信会、圣公会一大堆会啊。
But in the phone book, there are many denominations.
我就说啊，完了，我要到哪里去找耶稣啊
？And so then I thought, oh, where should I go find Jesus?
哎，就想到我撕掉那一封信。
And then I remembered the letter I ripped apart.
我同学说，全能的大医生住在真耶稣教会里面。
That my classmate said that the great physician lives in True Jesus Church.
哎，我说好，那我从真耶稣教会开始来找耶稣。
And I said, okay, I am going to start finding Jesus from True Jesus Church.
找，哎，找到一间距离我最住的最近的板桥教会。
And then I looked, and then there was a True Jesus Church in Banqiao.
我就打电话过去。
And then I called them.
我说我是一个很严重肾脏病的人。
And said, I am a person with a very serious kidney
现在快要死了
problem, and I am about to die.
很无聊
And I am very bored.
你们能不能派一个人过来跟我聊天
Can you send someone to come chat with me?
那个传道一听说好好，你等一下，我马上过去。
The pastor said, okay, I will be there immediately.
真的没几分钟，他就骑着摩托车到我家来了。
And truly, after a few minutes, he rode a motorcycle and came to my house.
就跟我做了很多见证。
And then he shared many testimonies with me.
从这一天开始，我就正式踏入真耶稣教会的会堂。
And from that day forward, I stepped into the True Jesus Church.
当时板桥教会神迹奇事非常多。
At that time, Banqiao Church had many signs and miracles.
有很多患鬼的被赶出去。
And there were many who were demon possessed and they were cast out.
中风的好了。
Many people who had
还有像那个以前有一个 很有名的王万居弟兄
who had strokes, and there was even a brother who was very
他跟我一起洗礼的
famous at the time. He was baptized with me.
同一次洗礼的
He was baptized with
me. 我们那一次38个洗礼
At that time, 38 of us were baptized together.
所以每次去教会就好像在听见证而已啊。
And so every time I went to church, it was like just hearing testimonies.
王万居说，哦，看到天使，哦，怎么启示，怎么的，这样子。
I would hear this brother say, oh, I saw the angel, or things like that.
那板桥教会当时非常有爱心。
And that time, Banqiao Church had a much love.
每天都会派一个，因为每天晚上都聚会，每天都会派一个弟兄载我到教会。
And they had services every night, so every night they would send someone to take me to church.
像那个陈建宏传道的哥哥他那时候昏迷两个半月。
Like Pastor Chen's brother at that time, he was in a coma for 2 months.
就是脑组织网破裂昏迷两个半月。
And he was in coma for 2.5 months.
是靠祷告醒过来的。
And he awoke up through prayer.
结果他醒过来他两个眼睛的那个焦距不同啊。
And when he woke up, the focus on his two eyes were different.
那路上坑坑洞洞，他都看成平坦的路。
And the hills he would see as so the plain road he would see as hills.
他竟然也骑摩托车来载我，你知道吗
？And even he rode a motorcycle to come pick me up.
后来我知道以后，我就说你把我的性命当开玩笑呢。
And then he said, and then I said to him, "Do you treat my life as a joke?"
但是可以看出他们的信心跟那个爱心。
We could truly see their faith and love.
每天都会有3-4个。那个没有上班的姐妹到我家来帮我祷告。
And every day there would be 3 to 4 sisters who did not work and would come to my house to pray.
就是陈振龙传道的大姐。
That is Pastor Chen's oldest sister.
还有两三个哈。
And two to three others.
就他们就每天都来帮我祷告。
And every day they would come and to pray for me.
祷完告就讲一些见证啊道理给我听。
And after they prayed, they would share testimonies and truth, the truth with me.
像尤瑞祥弟兄的阿伯阿姆，每天都买那个什么水果来给我吃。
And brother Yo's uncle and aunt would often buy fruits for me.
所以我那时候虽然生病，但是很快乐。
And so at that time, even though I was ill, but I was very joyful.
每隔几分钟就会有人来帮我祷告，好高兴哦。
Because after a few minutes, people would just come and pray for me.
好，我慕道一个月。
And I truth seeked for 1 month.
感冒发烧。
And then I had a fever.
烧到39.5度。
To 39.5 degrees Celsius.
我去那个西药王拿药来吃。
I went to a pharmacy to obtain medicine.
西药王老板哦，看认识我，看到我水肿那么严重，他说。不行啊，你去住院啦。
And so the pharmacist knew me and he said he saw that I was all swelling all over my body. He told me to go to the hospital. And he would not sell the medicine to me.
我回去就跟我妈妈讲。
And then when I went back, I told my mom.
说西药王老板不卖给我药。
The pharmacist would not sell medicine to me.
好，我要来祷告。
I am going to pray.
他们都说耶稣是神。
They all say Jesus is God.
那是他们说的啊。
That's what they say.
我都没有体验呢。
I do not have any experiences.
我今天晚上要祷告。
Tonight I'm going to pray.
看耶稣是不是真的能听人家的祷告。
To see if Jesus really hears our prayers.
我就自己一个关在房间。哈利路亚赞美主说，哈利路亚赞美主说，我很迫切祷告。
Then I closed my door and in my room I said, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
所以我有时候看到你有一些人祷告都。哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，我就想跟我以前在慕道怎么不一样呢
？And so when I see people quietly say Hallelujah, praise the Lord, I feel why are they different from when I truth seek?
好，那这个我祷告一个多小时。
And I prayed for more than an hour.
那个腰酸背痛。
And my back was very sore.
那我就想说这个主耶稣如果是真神，他应该知道我真心要依靠他。
If Jesus is a true God, he should know that I truly want to rely on him.
那应该够了吧？
This should be enough.
我没有体力了呢。
I have no more strength.
我这样想，我就停下来。
And I thought about this, and then I stopped.
结果一停下来不到五分钟啊。
And then right after I stopped, within 5 minutes.
那时候就大冷天了。
It was a very cold night.
大概1980年的一月份的时候。
It was in January in 1980.
因为我穿大衣啊。
Because I was wearing a very thick jacket.
结果整个人冒汗。
And then I began to sweat.
我就拿那个温度计一量。
And then I took a thermometer.
降0.5度。
My temperature went down.
隔一下又量降0.5度。
0.5 degrees, and I took it again, and it went down 0.5 degrees.
一下子发烧、头痛、腰酸，什么都不见了。
And then all of a sudden, all my fever, my soreness, all went away.
我好高兴。
And I was so joyful.
真的有神。
Truly, there is God.
所以隔一天我一大早打给他们传道。
And then the next day, in the morning, early morning, I called the preacher.
我说你们教会有神。
Your church has God.
我昨天祷告，他医好我的感冒。
Yesterday I prayed and he healed my sickness.
从这一天开始。
And from that day forward.
我就很认真祷告。
I diligently prayed.
每天起来都至少祷告一个小时以上。
Every morning when I woke up, I would pray for at least an hour.
我妈妈不识字。
And my mom was illiterate.
她疼爱我这个儿子。
And she truly loved me as her son.
都静静地跪在我旁边帮我祷告。
She would quietly kneel beside me and pray for me.
那祷完告我就读圣经。
And after praying, I would read the Bible.
所以在慕道当中，我圣经其实那个尤其新约看了很多遍。
And so when I was truth seeking, I read the New Testament many times.
我看圣经刚开始都是在找主耶稣怎么医人的病。
And in the beginning, when I was reading, I would always look for how Jesus healed those who were ill.
我发现他都讲一句话。
And then I realized he always said something.
照着你的信给你成全。
And may it be done according to your faith.
所以我知道说要有信心的祷告。
And so I know that I must have faith in prayer.
好，那就这样哦，很认真祷那个去慕道。
And so then I diligently truth seek.
有一天那个陈振龙传道的大姐跟那些姐妹又去访问我。
One day, Pastor Chan's oldest sister and other sisters came to visit me.
那我就问他，说你们知不知道我现在最希望什么事情？
And I asked them, "Do you know what I wish for the most now?"
他说，什么事？
They said, "What?"
猜老半天猜不到。
And they tried to guess, but they could not.
我说，我想尝一点盐巴。
I want to taste some salt.
因为我从生病 到那个时候，都吃那种没有味道的那个菜。
Because ever since I was ill, I had a flavorless food.
不能放盐巴，因为放盐巴水肿更厉害啊。
I cannot put salt, otherwise my swelling would be worse.
结果他们帮我祷告。
And so then they prayed for me.
说奉主耶稣圣名吃。
And they said, in the name of the Lord Jesus, eat.
我说真的还假的？
And I said, really?
他说没问题，吃。
I said, no problem, eat.
我就真的把它开放了。
And then I truly ate.
从那一天开始，我的饮食跟我家人完全一样。
And from that day forward, all I ate the same things as my family.
一直到现在。
Until now.
快39年了。
Almost 39 years.
真的。
It is true.
然后隔没多久，传道带领他们又去访问我。
And then not long after, the pastor brought these people and came to visit me again.
看我在吃那个祖传秘方。
And they saw me eat the special medicine prescribed.
你吃这个祖传秘方会不会很辛苦？
And then they asked, is it very hard for you to eat those medicine?
我说当然啦。
I said, of course.
他说，如果不吃药病会好，你要不要？
And then they said, if you don't have to eat it, but you can be healed, do you want?
我说如果这样，我一定不吃药。
Then I said, yes, if that is so, I will not eat this medicine.
他说，好，那你现在不要吃药。
And he said, okay, then don't eat the medicine now.
迫切为你祷告。
We will pray earnestly for you now.
我就把那些祖传秘方拿去丢在垃圾桶。
And then I took all of these special prescribed medicine and threw in the trash can.
我爸爸那时候七十几岁，要跟我下跪，你知道吗？
And at that time, my father was 70, in his 70s, and he kneeled and pleaded with me.
因为我爸爸五十岁生我，所以我是我们全家的虎豹小霸王。好，那我爸爸说，你要去信耶稣，我不反对，但是不可以不吃药了。
My father said, I won't stop you from believing in Jesus, but you can't stop eating medicine.
我说，你也看到我吃这个药对我没有帮助啊。
And I said, you have seen that the medicine is not healing me.
我现在在信耶稣。
And now I believe in Christ.
耶稣是真神。
Jesus Christ is the true God. He is a great physician.
他一定会医我的病。
He will truly heal my illness.
我从那天真的就把药丢掉。
And from that day forward, I truly threw away my medicine.
一直到现在。
Until now.
我不曾吃有关肾脏病的药。
I have not eaten any medicine related to my kidneys.
好，那不吃药隔一天哦，我发现我水肿没有更严重。
And then the day after I did not eat medicine, I realized that my swelling was not worse.
所以我知道耶稣在看顾。
So I knew that Jesus was looking after me.
因此我就很放心的在那边祷告。
So then I was rest assured and I could pray.
好，那这样很认真的去慕道。
And then I diligently truth seek.
教会弟兄姐妹都带我到所有在附近在灵恩会的去让人家安守。
And the brothers and sisters would take me to all the churches that had spiritual convocation so that I can receive laying of hands.
到了五月十八号。
Until May 18th.
板桥教会灵恩会。
Ban Chao Church had their
spiritual convocation. 那个杨约翰长老去那边布道。
And Elder John Yang was there.
他知道我的情形。
And he knew my condition.
就到我家去勉励我。
And so he went to my house and encouraged me.
因为我那时候我其实已经完全相信耶稣是真神。
And at the time I had already completely believed that Jesus is the true God.
虽然没有病，并没有好哈。
Even though my illness was not healed.
我在那时候报名受洗。
At that time I signed up to be baptized.
受洗完了要回去。
And after baptism, when I was going back.
有一个弟兄就跟我讲。
A brother told me.
你现在在神面前是一个义人。
Right now, in the eyes of God, you are a righteous person.
义人的祷告是大有功效的。
And the prayer of a righteous man is effective.
你回去要好好求圣灵。
Avails much, and so you must.
主耶稣一定会把圣灵赐给你。
Pray for the Holy Spirit when you go home. Jesus will give you the Holy Spirit.
以前他们如果叫我求圣灵，我都说圣灵哪有那么重要？等我病好了，再慢慢求就好了。
And before, when they asked me to pray for the Holy Spirit, I said it's not that important. I can pray for it after I'm healed.
其实主耶稣其实这是不对的了。
But actually, this is not true.
主耶稣要我们看重是内在灵魂的那个丰盛。
This is not right. What Jesus wants us to emphasize is the inner.
好，所以这个弟兄这样跟我讲以后。
Inner soul. And so after the brothers said this to me,
我回去就想 我既然已经为了病祷告半年了。
When I went home, I thought, since I have prayed for my illness for
耶稣早就知道了。
Six months, Jesus already knows.
那我现在应该好好来求圣灵。
Now it is time that I pray diligently for the Holy Spirit.
啊，我要求圣灵的时候，我就想到跟我见证的那个姐妹。就是同班同学了。
When I was praying for the Holy Spirit, I remember the testimony that my classmates shared with me.
他是大专随身灵恩会的时候，人家去睡觉，他自己一个人在祷告室祷告三个小时才都到。
She shared that during a college youth spiritual convocation, when everyone was sleeping, she went to the prayer room to pray for 3 hours and then received the Holy Spirit.
他怎么得到你知道吗？
And how did she receive it?
他说他跪下去跟主耶稣说，主啊，这一次祷告你不赐给我圣灵，我就不起来。
She said, Jesus, if you do not give me the Holy Spirit this time, then I will not come up.
耍赖了哈。
And so she was stubborn.
那结果，那一次真的就祷告三个小时就得到了。
And then she truly received the Holy Spirit that time.
我就想说，人家一个小姐都有办法，那我男生应该更有办法。
I thought, well, she's a woman and she can do that, so as a man, I should be able to.
我跪下去就跟主耶稣说，主啊，今天晚上你如果不赐给我圣灵，我不起来。
And so I said, that night I prayed and said, Jesus, if you don't give me the Holy Spirit, I won't come up.
啊，就拼命，哈利路亚赞美主，哈利路亚赞美主，师父。
And I said, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哎，结果那个祷告了一个多小时。
And then after praying for more than an hour,
手好酸，腰酸背痛。
My hands were very sore, my back was very sore. And I could no longer kneel.
就说啊，今天晚上主耶稣没听我祷告。
And I thought, Jesus is not listening to my prayer tonight.
算了算了，起来吧。
Never mind, let me get up.
就起来了。
And so I got up.
好，隔一天又要求圣灵。
And the next day, I wanted to pray for the Holy Spirit again.
跪下去又跟主耶稣这样讲。
I kneeled down and said the same thing.
结果又祷告一个多小时。
And I prayed for another more than an hour.
又开始腰酸背痛。
And then my back started to be sore again.
就又想要起来了。
And then I wanted to come up again.
可是我想，不对啊，我不是跟主耶稣说没有得到不起来吗？
But then I said, wait, that's not right. I told Jesus if I don't receive it, I won't come up, get up.
那现在主耶稣在天上一定在笑。
And so now Jesus in heaven must be laughing.
这个小孩子怎么这么没耐心？
Why is this child so impatient?
我应该要表现给主耶稣看才对啊。
And so I should show my heart to Jesus.
我说主啊，求你帮助我。
And so I said, Jesus, please help me.
让我专心。
That I may concentrate.
让我不要腰酸背痛。
That my back is not sore.
我这样慢慢祷告，就心就收回来。
And after praying like this, my heart came back.
就拼命念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And then I kept saying, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
结果再祷告半个小时。
And then after praying for another half an hour,
我那个舌头就开始跳动起来。
My tongue started to roll.
我就知道我得到圣灵。
And then I knew that I received the Holy Spirit.
好高兴哦。
And I was so joyful.
就去睡觉。
And then I went to bed.
隔一天神迹发生了。
And the next day, a miracle happened.
我从生病到 那个时候一天排尿量不到500cc.
And ever since I was sick till now, I was not able to.
我们正常人一次大概300到400。排尿量。
To urinate regularly.
所以才会水肿啊。
And so that's why I was swelling.
好，那结果那一天醒来的时候，哦，膀胱胀得好厉害哦。
And that day, that morning when I woke up, I really needed to.
就大量一直排尿。
And so then I urinated a lot.
然后慢慢的整个人瘦到皮包骨。
And then slowly, my body became all skin and bones.
你们现在看到我这个不是以前的我。
And so the what you see now is not the original me.
我这个是弟兄姐妹爱心的累积的。
This is my body is accumulation of the love of brothers and sisters.
我本来是真的是很瘦的，杨老师那边有相片，真的很瘦的。
I was originally very skinny.
那就慢慢的那个身体就恢复健康。
And then slowly my body recovered.
所以我就就玩在那个在九月的时候就复学去把大学学业把它完成。
And then in September I went back to school and completed my education.
那大学学业完成以后。
And after I completed my education.
我就出来做贸易。
I became.
做了大概快6年的时间。
A businessman for 6 years.
我就想到我这个生命是耶稣给我的。
And then I thought my life is given to me by Jesus.
其实在慕道的时候我已经有那种心了。因为看到那个带领我的那个传道。
And actually, when I was truth seeking, I already had this heart from seeing the
信徒很尊敬他
Preachers Academy that
走到哪里大家都对他很好
That believers all respected him and members treated him very well no matter where he went.
我就在想说世界上哪有这么好的职业
Then I thought, there is no
做总统也没有这么尊荣啊
This is such a great occupation. Not even the president receives such respect.
所以那时候我就其实心里就说以后我有机会，我一定要来当传道。
So in my heart, I thought, if I had the opportunity in the future, I want to be a preacher.
所以后来病好了，国民党要找我回去，再继续做执行党部的，我说对不起，我没兴趣了。
So after I was recovered, and the political party wanted to
那个整个人的心思意念都改变了。
Wanted me to return, I said no, and my whole thought
都完全在这种属天的上面。
Was transformed to think about the heavenly things.
所以后来我做贸易做了快六年。
And so after being a businessman for almost 6 years,
我就要献身来报答主的爱。
I wanted to dedicate myself to repay the love of God.
我老板他不让我去。
And my boss would not let me go.
他说你要那个传福音很简单我给你周休二日
He said you want to preach the gospel? Very easy. I'll give you a vacation.
你反正人家在上班，你去传福音好了。
When people are working, it's okay. You just go and preach the gospel.
我说我不要，我一定要全心的去做。
I said no. I want to dedicate my whole heart.
那我同事说，哎呀，你去当传道，前途无量啊。
Then my classmate said, if you go be a preacher, you have no future. You have no light.
那结果我就辞呈就写好给我老板。
And then I submitted my letter of resignation.
我老板不批。
And my boss would not take it.
那我不管他。
And I didn't care about him.
我就去考我的神学院。
And then I went to take my theological test.
考了就上了。
And then I was enrolled.
隔一天我就去上班。
And the next day I went to work.
老板，我上班只能上到这个礼拜。
I said, boss, I can only work till the end of this week.
他就给我看一看。
And then he looked at me.
没有商量的余地。
And no negotiation.
我说没有。
I said no.
他就低头就写。
And then he signed it.
写什么你知道吗
？What did he say?
奉耶稣基督指使批准。
Said, in the name of Jesus, I agree.
一个没有信神的人这样写。
And someone who does not believe in Jesus wrote this.
好，那感谢主，我就去读神学院。
And then, thank God, I went to TTP.
那要离开的时候，我的同事说：“哎呀，你去读神学院没有什么钱我的车子送给你好了。”
And when I left, my coworker said, "Oh,
开一辆玉龙的那个普通的车子送给我。”
To be a preacher, you'll have no money. Let me give you my car.
结果我去读神学院，我觉得我又没有用到，就把它卖了台币40,000块。
And so when I went to TTP, I thought I did not need it, so then I sold it for a 40,000 NT.
然后经过一个月，我回去看我老板。
And a month later, I went to visit my boss.
我老板说：“哎呀，不简单，你怎么会去读神学院呢
？”Said it's not easy. How can you go be a TTP student?
就从抽屉里面拿一叠现金给我。
And then from his drawer, he took a stack of cash and gave it to me.
那个在当时来讲，钱都算是很大的钱了。
At that time, it was a lot of money.
我那等于就是一种神的感动来帮助我这样。
And this was a movement of God to help me.
感谢主。
And thank God.
那献身以后其实我的生活很多都是弟兄姐妹一直在支持。
And after I dedicate myself, it is the brothers and sisters who have supported me.
像我有三个我生了三个男孩子。
And so I have 3 sons.
老大一出生就是先天性心脏病。
And the oldest son, he had heart problems.
台大医院第三个月就叫我们说送去开刀。
And Taidao Hospital said when he was 3 months old that he should have surgery.
我跟我太太抱着哭了一个晚上。
And my wife and I held him and cried for a whole night.
然后我们做一个结论。
And then we came to a conclusion.
我说耶稣能够医我的病。
Jesus can heal my illness.
难道不能医我儿子的病吗
？Can he not heal the illness of my son?
我要把他交托给主耶稣。
I will entrust him to the Lord Jesus.
所以我就没有送去开刀。
And so I did not send him to have a surgery.
那个小孩子每次哭 哭一下子嘴唇就黑了。
And so the child, every time he cried, his lips would turn black.
但是我们从来没有一个念头说要送去医院。
But we never had the thought of sending him to the hospital.
他一哭，我们就跪着祷告。
Once he began to cry, we would kneel down and pray.
祷告到他不哭，哎，就好了。
And we would pray until he stops crying, and then everything was okay.
感谢主。
And thank God.
那神就这样一直保守他。
And then God continued to watch over him.
到他会走路的时候。
Until he was able to walk.
我都是他走一步，我就哈利路亚；走一步就哈利路亚。
Every step he took, I said hallelujah.
因为他走一段时间就要 蹲下来。
Because after he walked for a while, he would have to squat.
我那个孩子应该心仪，他生病的时候应该看过了哈，刘心仪看过哈。
And Sister Cindy has seen my son.
好，那是我的大儿子。
And that was my oldest son.
他走一下子就要蹲下来。
And after he walked a bit, he would have to squat.
他嘴唇都黑了。
And then his lips were all black.
他去读是小学啊。
And then when he went to elementary school,
我跑去跟老师讲。
I want to tell the teacher.
拜托你不要限制他运动。
Please do not limit his exercise.
我的儿子想要怎么样，你就让他去动。
Whatever my son wants to do, just let him do it.
啊，他如果死了，我不会怪你。
If he dies, I will not blame you.
哎，真的就这样子。
And truly so.
那我家的老二开始读小学的时候。
And when my second son began to.
我叫他下课到校门口等哥哥。你要替哥哥背那个书包回家。
Began to go to elementary school, I would tell him to wait for his older brother and then take his backpack.
陪他走回去。
And then walk home with him.
哎，就是这样。我感谢神，因为那时候我已经当传道了，神怜悯我。
And at that time, I was already a preacher, so God had was very merciful to me.
啊，那后来我就搬到淡水去住。
And then I moved to 淡水。
在这小孩其实淡水教会弟兄姐妹很多爱心。
And the brothers and sisters in 淡水 church were very loving.
淡水有很多姐妹都没有在上班。
And 淡水 there are many sisters who do not work.
然后呢，有一些淡江大学的学生，他们就共同商量排班接我儿子下课。
And there were also some members nearby, and they would rotate and.Go pick up my son.
我为了我儿子他身体不好，我怕他被人家欺负，我就让他读那个刘长老的那个淡江中学。
And because I was afraid that people would bully my son, I let him go to the school of Elder Liu.
因为有两个刘长老，还有另外一个蔡弟兄弟在里面当老师。
And other than Elder Liu, there was also a brother Tsai who were teachers.
那早上上班，我太太把他。上学，我太太把他送去。
And in the morning, when school began, my wife would send them.
回来，弟兄姐妹去把他接回来。
And brothers and sisters would go pick them up after school.
所以让我太太可以专心的上班。
So that my wife could focus on her career.
那这样过，一直到他考上高中。
And it was like this until he went to high school.
他考上高中以后
And when he got into high school.
我说，除非爸爸妈妈两个，其中有一个辞掉工作陪你。
I said that unless daddy or mommy quit our job,
你才有办法读书。
Or else, only in this way can you study.
那不然的话，你没办法。
Otherwise,
因为高中已经不是在家里附近了，要比较远的地方了。
Otherwise, you cannot go to high school because high school is far from home.
我就跟他说，我们去开刀。
And then I said, let us go have surgery.
我说，主耶稣知道我们的软弱。
Jesus knows our weaknesses.
你从出生，我们把你交托给主耶稣。
And ever since you were born, we entrusted you to the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣看顾你。
And Jesus has watched over you.
让你很少生病。
So that you are not sick often.
那我儿子不要呢。
But my son did not want to.
你既然交托给主耶稣，为什么半途而废呢？
He said, you have entrusted me to the Lord. Why are you giving up now?
我就把这个实际情况跟分析给他听。
And then I told him the situation at the time.
我就说，不然我们再继续祷告，到大家心意一样。
And then I said, let us pray so that until we are all of one heart.
再祷告几个礼拜。
And then after praying for a few more weeks.
他有一天跑来跟我讲。
One day he came to me and said.
爸爸，算了，去开刀好了。
Daddy, let me have surgery.
我反正我已经有圣灵了。
Since, well, I do have the Holy Spirit now.
我如果开刀死了，也能得救。
And And even if I die in surgery, I will be saved.
哦，就去开刀了。
And so then he went to have surgery.
啊，去开刀啊，那个医生啊，骂我们。
And then when he went to have surgery, the doctor scolded us.
因为我儿子的病叫做法勒氏四合症，你们可以 Google 看看法勒氏四合症。
And
是心脏病里面哦最严重的。
And he had the most severe heart disease.
这就是肺动脉狭窄、心室中隔缺损、啊瓣膜闭锁不全。
Very severe heart disease.
然后结果啊那个。医生啊，就把最坏的情况跟我们讲。
And so then the doctor told us the worst situation.
他说这个孩子，这种病哦，大概都十几岁就死了。
He said that
没想到你的儿子还可以活着。
For people who have this heart disease, many people die in their teens.
我们信仰天上真神啊。
And then he's like, he said that he's surprised that my son is still alive.
你就照神给你的恩赐好好开就好了。
And I told them that
生命在神手中。
According to the gift that God has given you, may you heal him.
那结果就 要开刀了。
And then when he went to surgery,
台北教会那时候我负担台北教会。
At that time, I was a resident pastor.
台北教会很多妈妈，他们都集合起来，宣布禁食祷告。
There were a lot of mothers at Taipei Church, and they all came together.
在开刀当中禁食祷告。
And to fast and pray during the surgery.
他们就说传道，你跟传道娘去开刀房，其他都交给我们。
So pastor and pastor's wife go to the surgery, and leave the rest to us.
好，那这个要开刀的时候，有一个弟兄是台大医院的医生。
And when he was about to have his surgery, there was a brother who was a doctor at Taida.
就跑来就说：“传道，不要怕， Church. 我们有真神可以靠。”
And he said, "Pastor, don't be afraid. We can rely on the true God."
我替你到开刀房看有什么状况，我告诉你。
I will go into the surgery for you. I will let you know if anything happens.
好我们两夫妻两个就在开刀房。一直很小声的祷告。
And then me and my wife, we prayed.
开了七个小时。
And the surgery went on for 7 hours.
他要把心脏割掉。
He had to cut.
装上叶克膜。
The heart.
然后心脏停了。
Input something, and then the heart stopped.
才可以剖开下去补。
And then so that they could cut the heart open.
这些动作要在四个小时里面完成。
And all this had to be done within 4 hours.
因为那个心脏的细胞离开血液，四个小时就死了。
Because if it was not done in 4 hours, then he would die.
好，所以他弄完要赶快装回去。
And so after this completed, he had to put the heart back.
感谢主，开完刀，医生就笑眯眯的就出来。
And thank God, after the surgery, the doctor came out with a smile.
我开得很满意。
He said, "I am very satisfied with my surgery."
好。在交病房住两天。
And then he was in the ICU for 2 days.
普通病房住五天。
And then in the regular ward for 5 days.
我们就出院了。
And then we were discharged from the hospital.
出院三个月就开始打篮球了。
And then after 3 months from the surgery, he began to play basketball.
他开始打篮球的时候，我掉眼泪。
When he began to play basketball, I
teared up. 我儿子好疯狂哦！他说从出生到那从来没有这样运动的。
My son was very crazy, and then he had never played sports like this ever since he was born.
他自己也很感动。
And then he was also very touched.
感谢主，主耶稣就这样那个医治他。
And thank God, this is how God healed him.
让他读完大学又读完研究所。
So that he was able to complete a university and his master's degree.
然后结婚生孩子。
And to be married and have children.
上个礼拜还生了老二。
And last week he had his second child.
感谢主。
Thank God.
这一切都是主的恩典。
This is all the grace of God.
其实我当传道的经历有太多太多神的恩典在身上。
And ever since being a preacher, I have
真的是神有诉说不尽的那个恩赐。
So many experiences from God. Truly, He gives us this indescribable gift.
我就借这个机会来见证。
And through this opportunity, I testify to you.
愿一切的荣耀都归给天上的真神。
May all honor and glory be unto the Lord's.
我们一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.